Please turn in your Bibles to the book of John. I would like to read from John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Before we begin to try to read and study from God's holy word, I would ask you to please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have to call upon the one true and living God who is all powerful and all wise. We're thankful that you're not only the God of heaven and earth, but you're our Heavenly Father. We're thankful for the magnitude of your love for us in sending your only begotten Son into the earth. We thank you that you not only showed your love then, but you show your love to us every day. And we're thankful, Lord, for all the things that you have done and are doing and shall do for us as your people. We also, Lord, thank you for blessing many that have been sick to be doing better, and pray that you would continue to bless each of them. You know the needs of every person here this morning, and we ask you to bless each and every one, not according to what we deserve, but according to thy mercy and thy grace. We come before thy throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in time of need. Bless all of your people the world over. Bless every congregation wherever they are assembled together in thy name this day. Pray that you would bless us that we might follow thy holy word, that we might be doers of thy word and not hearers only. And pray that you would help us to rejoice in the truth that's taught in your word. Help us now as we study. We pray in the blessed and holy name of our elder brother, our Lord, our Savior, the King of kings and Lord of lords, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Last Sunday night, we began trying to study about the mouth. The mouth. The expression that we looked at last Sunday night was, "Where is now thy mouth?" So many times in the Word of God, we find examples of people boasting about various things, and then when their faith was put to a greater trial, we found that all of that boasting was really nothing but bragging about something that was not reality. We need to understand how weak and frail we are. We need to be careful about the things that we say. We studied again Wednesday night about the mouth. We studied about lying and gossiping and all the different ways that we might use our mouths in a wrong way, as well as talking about some good ways that we can use our mouths. There's another question in the Word of God about our mouths that's on my heart this morning. Don't think I've ever noticed it before this week, but it's found in John chapter 1. I want to begin reading with verse 19 and read through verse 23. John chapter 1, beginning in verse 19, reading through verse 23. The Word of God says, "And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who art thou?' And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.'" And you notice they asked, "Who are you? Who art thou?" And the first thing he said was, "I am not." First going to tell you who I am not. I am not the Christ. That's important. Remember that. And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he saith, "I am not." "Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said the prophet Isaiah." The question that's on my heart is found in the last part of verse 22, where the Word of God, the question is asked in the Word of God here, "What sayest thou of thyself?" What sayest thou of thyself? If I were to go around the room right now and say, "I want you to stand up and I want you to tell me about yourself." And sometimes we meet people and we The first thing that we say about ourselves tells us a lot about what we think about ourselves. Sometimes when we meet people, we don't just tell them our name. But I want us to know that the question that's asked here, what sayest thou of thyself, is something we need to think about. What do I say about myself? Not only what do the words that I say about myself, and how would I describe myself, but there are, by our actions, we say a lot about ourselves. The way we act, the way we talk, the way we treat other people, all of that says a lot about ourselves. So the question that I hope that the Lord will help us to look at this morning is, what sayest thou of thyself? And as you go through the Word of God, you find that the people of God, it really depends on what point in their lives that they describe themselves, that they describe themselves in a lot of different ways. For if I were to ask you right now, how did Peter describe himself? What did Peter say about himself? Well, Peter said everything from A to Z about himself. Sometimes Peter would brag about himself, and other times Peter had nothing but contempt for himself. And I really believe that's the way it is with all of us, that what we say about ourselves will depend on how close we are to God. Because the closer that a person gets to God, and the more clearly that they see God, the more they're going to see how wretched they are themselves. And they'll say that about themselves. For example, Isaiah. When Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up in Isaiah chapter 6, when he saw how great God was, he then spoke about himself. Here's what he said about himself. He said, I am a man of unclean lips. Now, Isaiah before that, Isaiah had been telling the people about what was wrong with them. Isaiah had been talking about, woe unto you. That expression, he uses that expression 5 or 6 times in the first few chapters of Isaiah. As he speaks to the people, he says, woe unto you, woe unto you. But then, when he sees God high and lifted up, he begins to say, woe unto me. I am a man of unclean lips. And talked more, not only about himself, but he could have been asked this question, what sayest thou of thyself? And he would have been giving a true description of himself because he was in the presence of God. David said, I am a dog. That's what he said of himself. Now, there were other times he said other things, but I want you to know that there was a time in David's life that he said, I am a dog. And he, at that point, saw how sinful he was, and that's what he had to say about himself, was that I am a dog. Abraham, I just want you to realize that some of the greatest men in the Word of God, Isaiah and David and Abraham, they all describe themselves in deplorable ways. Abraham said, I am nothing but dust and ashes. You see, that's how, if you ask the same question that was asked to John the Baptist, when John the Baptist was asked, what sayest thou of thyself? They answered in that kind of way. What did John the Baptist say about himself? Well, I read part of what he said. When he was asked, what sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. But that's not all he said. Right after that, he said that he was not worthy to latch up the shoes of Jesus Christ. He went on later in the 3rd chapter of John, and he said that God, Christ, must increase, and I must what? I must decrease. Is that what he was saying about himself? Was he declaring truth about himself? Everything that you read in the Word of God about what John the Baptist said about himself, it was truth. It was important that John said and felt the things that he felt about himself. Now, sometimes we say things about ourselves that are not true about ourselves. I think of the Apostle Peter often. If you're a real, real quiet person, if you're a very humble and meek person, which one of the apostles are you probably more like than the others?
John.
I think John. If you're a very meek and quiet and humble person, there are, especially in this building, there are a few ladies that they don't rule their houses, they're not over their husbands, they're not domineering, they're very humble and meek ladies. And in the house of God, they're very meek and humble ladies. And they don't speak harshly of other people. And they don't ridicule and nitpick. They're very godly ladies. Very much like John the Apostle. Then there are other people like me that I speak quickly. I speak before I think often. And that's what Peter did. And Peter said a lot of different things about himself, and it all depended on how close he was, how close he really was to God, caused him to say different things about himself. For example, in Luke chapter 5, Peter said this about himself. He said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinner." And that wasn't after he had denied Christ. This was early in his ministry. And he was told by Jesus to launch out into the deep and cast the nets out into the ship. And Peter began to argue with Jesus and say, "Lord, we've already done that all night." And then they launched out into the deep and they cast the nets over and they got so many fish, they couldn't even bring them into the boat. And it was at that point that Peter knew that he was speaking to Christ Jesus, the Son of God. And he said, "Lord, depart from me. Depart from me, for I am a sinner." Now, did he speak truth when he said, "I'm a sinner"? You remember there were two men that went into the temple to pray. You remember in Luke chapter 18, the Word of God says that Jesus gave an example. He said, "Two men went into the temple to pray." Now, here's what one said about himself. That's the question we're trying to look at today. "What sayest thou of thyself?" One stood and prayed thus with himself and said, "I thank thee, O Father, that I am not as other men are," and went on and on. That's what he had to say about himself. I'll tell you, there was another man in the temple that was close enough to God that he saw how wretched he was. And he smote upon his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." You see, Peter, in Luke chapter 5 and verse 8, Peter said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinner." And that publican, as he prayed in the temple, he would not look up to heaven. He just smote upon his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Was Peter right when he said, "I'm a sinner"? Did he feel unworthy to be in the presence of God? That's one of the expressions that we looked at recently, was, "I am not worthy." And the more you get close to God, the more you're going to realize and confess, and the more you're going to say, not just with the words of your mouth, but by the deeds of your lives, you're going to say and feel, "I am not worthy." Because that is the truth. We are not worthy of even the least of God's blessings. "What sayest thou of thyself?" Peter said, "Lord, depart from me, I am a sinner." The publican said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." But the Apostle Paul said that Christ Jesus came into the world to save what? Sinners. To save sinners, of whom I am chief. Now, brethren, I believe the Apostle Paul was not just writing there. It was something he felt, and that's what he had to say about himself. He says, "I am the chief of sinners." He knew he was a sinner, and he knew how sinful he was because he was so close to God. And as long as you're not close to God, you're going to feel rather proud of yourself. But if you get close to God, you're going to feel very unworthy. You're going to feel like Peter did in Luke 5. You're going to feel like Peter did after he had denied Christ. You're going to feel like, and know beyond any shadow of a doubt, I'm a sinner and I'm not worthy of even the least of God's blessings. Now, the question that I want to pose to you this morning is, what do you really say? What sayest thou of thyself? What do you say? Not what other people say. What do you say about yourself? By your actions and by your life, you say a lot about yourself. The way you treat other people says a lot about yourself. What you do in your service to God, it says a lot about yourself. What sayest thou of thyself? Go with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 7. And there are people who think that once a person is born of the Spirit of God, once a child of God is born again, there are people who think that they don't sin anymore. I have a number of friends who think that they do not sin. They think that they may make a mistake occasionally, but they do not sin. I want you to know that when you say that about yourself, you don't know yourself. You don't know the truth about yourself. If you don't think that you are a sinner, if you don't think that you are still sinning every day, then you are not saying the truth about yourself. The Apostle Paul, after he was born again, after he was converted on the road to Damascus, after he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, after he was saying, here's something he was saying, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He's saying, I am set for the defense of the gospel of Christ. Those are some things he was saying, but here's what he also had to say in Romans chapter 7. Listen to what Paul said of himself in Romans chapter 7 and verse 14. Look in your Bibles at Romans chapter 7 and verse 14. He says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. Now that's what he had to say about himself. I am carnal. That's Romans 7 and verse 14. I am carnal. Everybody hear that? Is that a way you want to stand up and describe yourself, Brother Richard? No, we don't want to. This is the Apostle Paul says, not that I was carnal. He says, I am carnal. Come down to verse 18. Here's what he said about himself in verse 18. He says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would not, I do. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. And come down to verse 24. Verse 24 he says, oh, wretched man that I am. Does everybody hear what Paul said about himself in this chapter? Oh, wretched man. Oh, wretched man that I... What's the next word? What's the verb there? Oh, wretched man that I am. Not I was. Now, what can you tell me about Paul right here as he's writing these words? And as he would describe himself as still being a man that was falling short of the glory of God, what can you tell me about Paul when he says, oh, wretched man that I am? I'll tell you, I can say this about him. He was close to God. That's what caused him to feel and say, oh, wretched man that I am. That's the people that say that about themselves. And I'm not talking about just run around talking and saying it with their mouth, but they feel humble before God. And they feel humble before God's people because they're so close to God. They know that they're still wretched and they have fallen short of honoring and glorifying God. Go with me to Luke chapter 17. Sometimes when we do a lot of good things, we feel like that we're pretty good folks. And sometimes we might brag about what we do. in Luke chapter 17 and verse 10. Sometimes we might say, well, I want you to know that I went to the nursing home this past week and I visited so-and-so, and I want you to know that I saw a sister that needed some money and I gave her $100 or I gave her $200. I want you to know that I did this, that, and the other. And when you want people to know what you've been doing that's good, Jesus said you've already got your reward. Jesus says that when we do good, we're to do it not letting our left hand know what our right hand is doing. And our Father who sees in secret will reward us openly. If you want to be praised of men, you will not be praised by God. If you want to be honored by men, God will not honor you with His presence. But if you'll say the truth, and if you'll live the truth, and if you'll walk in the truth, you're going to be saying a lot about yourself. And in Luke chapter 17 and verse 10, Jesus gives us a great principle. In Luke 17 and verse 10, He says, "So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you," what is that next word? Say. Now what is the text that we're looking at? What sayest thou of thyself? What do you have to say? Well, here's what Jesus says, and He says other things that we're supposed to say. But here's one thing Jesus says, is that after we've done all that we've been commanded to do, we're to say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do." Now, there are some people that I have heard say those words that were really quite proud while they said those words. Anybody understand that? "Oh, we're just unprofitable servants." But their attitude and their glowing and their following words prove that they don't think that they're unprofitable. And I think it's good to say the words out loud. We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. But it's important that you feel that in your heart when you say that with your mouth. What sayest thou of thyself? Do you really say and feel that we are unprofitable servants and that we have only done that which was our duty to do? Can we really honestly say, like David did in the Old Testament, he said, "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness"? Can we really say that that's what we're willing to do? Are we really that humble? Do we, with our mouth, do we say that of ourselves? By our actions, do we say that of ourselves? What sayest thou of thyself? Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I mentioned the Apostle Paul and what he had to say about himself. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, here's what Paul said about himself. And we're going to get some good things Paul said, because I want you to understand that it's not just bad things Paul said about himself, but he's had some good things to say. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he's going to say something negative about himself, and then he's going to say something very positive about himself. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, listen please to verses 9 and 10. The Apostle Paul first says truth when he says, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 9, he says, "For I am the least of the apostles." What sayest thou of thyself? What did Paul say of himself right here? "I am the least of the apostles." What did he say when he wrote to the young preacher Timothy? "I am the chief of sinners." But here he says, "I am the least of all the apostles, and I am not meet, or I am not worthy to be called an apostle, but because I persecuted the church of God. But," now this is important, brethren, "but by the grace of God, I am what I am." He was an apostle. He was called by God to be an apostle. He was not ashamed to be called an apostle. He was not ashamed of the one who called him to be an apostle. And yet he felt unworthy to be an apostle. He says, but by the grace of God I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. You know what Paul is saying? I worked hard, I labored hard. But it was not me, it was God helping me. It was God moving me. And everything that you have ever done that's right or good, you did it because it was God moving you and motivating you. You need to act on that. You're not a puppet. God doesn't just pull your string and you do all these right things. But it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So Paul says here, I've done some good things, but it's by the grace of God that I've done whatever I've done. Go with me in closing to Philippians chapter 4. I want you to hear what he says in closing. In Philippians chapter 4, here's what he says about himself. He said a lot about himself in Philippians chapter 4. We'll close right here, but I want you to hear what he said. In Philippians chapter 4, look please at verse 11. He says two things about himself in verse 11, two things about himself in verse 12, and then he tells us one thing about himself in verse 13. In verse 11 he says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. Now that's something he said about himself right there. I've learned. Have you learned? You know, it's a shame and a disgrace that we've been Christians so long, we haven't learned very much. But Paul says, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Now, he said a lot when he said he had learned to be content. He had learned, but he had learned to be content. Very important that by the grace of God, he had learned to be content. Verse 12 says, I know both how. I know. Now that's something he said about himself. I know. Some people think you can't know anything. You can't read God's Word and know what God's Word says and not know that the Bible says there are some things you know. The Apostle Paul said, I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities, I am persuaded that nothing can separate me from the love of God. John says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Paul says here, he says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere and all things. I am instructed. Is he saying something about himself there? I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And then he says in verse 13, one more thing he says about himself. He says, I can. Now, you know, sometimes we say, I can't, I can't, I can't. My daddy, I remember one time that every time my daddy would get mad at me, really mad, his tongue would kind of ball up and get between his teeth. And he would tell me quite often, don't tell me you can't do something. Brethren, isn't it wonderful? I can. That's something I can say. I can. I can. Don't say again, you can't do something. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, I can't do anything but sin without Christ. But I can do all things that are good and right. I can do all things that are right through Christ who strengthens me. May God help us to look to Christ for the strength we need every day and do the things that God would have us to do and say the things that God would have us to say. May God help us, like David of old, to say, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight.